Members of the committee, I think we'll go ahead and call this conference committee to order. And Senator Gent, if you don't mind, I might just turn things over to you since this is your bill, and you said it would be quick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The reason for the conference committee and the rejection of the House amendment is that the House amendments changed the original intent of the bill, which was to reduce the number of attorneys involved in these cases by giving the judge the discretion to appoint counsel when a guardian ad litem, and thus save the public defender. The House amendment, however, required the public defender to pay the cost of the attorney for the parents only, thus shifting the burden to the judicial branch, and this wasn't intended, but this was the effect, to cover the cost for the child, the guardian ad litem, or CASA. And there's no money in the budget for the general judicial branch to do such a thing. So I'm going to ask everyone to reject the House amendment, return the bill to its original form.
If I could just explain, this was my one weak attempt this legislature to save the state a little money. and here we all are because of me. My intent wasn't to undo the court's ability to appoint the attorneys in these cases, but rather that if a district court judge appointed an attorney to represent a guardian ad litem, when the guardian ad litem had already been appointed to represent the child, I thought that the public defender's office should no longer have to pay for that. Leave it up to the district court judge. If they want to appoint counsel to represent a guardian ad litem, let them pay for it. But as Senator Jen said, there's no money in the Office of Court Administrator to pay for this, and so I'm happy to take the amendment off.
Senator Shockley.
Just so I understand this, Representative Meenahan, you think that if the judge had to pay for it himself, they wouldn't get one? This has charm.
And Mr. Chairman, Senator, my thoughts were that the district court judges would either find pro bono attorneys who might want to do this, or they'd come up with the money. But I don't think
I like the idea, Representative, but let's go with the flow.
Appreciate your efforts, Representative. Thanks.
Mr. Chairman, I move that that we amend the bill back to its original form before the House messed with it.
Can we do a roll call vote on this? And voice, I'm sorry. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion.
Yep.
Motion
and Mr. Chairman, as a point of explanation, what would happen then is in line 26, page 1 of the bill, the or and the three in parens that are stricken now would be reinserted.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Jen. Thanks, everybody. Thank you, Senator Jen. Thanks, everybody. Okay.